This is Ian Jones of the Consultation Institute with a comment to make this morning on the story that the BBC has been carrying, that the Roman Catholic Church in England and Wales is refusing to disclose the output of the recent consultation exercise it has conducted on sexual morality and other life issues. Now, it's not the only organization in the world that has done a consultation and then tried to suppress what's emerged out of it. It's extremely bad practice. We all know that. And I don't necessarily put this down to a malign commitment to suppress the truth or perhaps to evade difficult issues. I think it's more likely to be the inexperience of the church. I don't suppose it has conducted many consultations in the past, and one should welcome any conversion. What does the Bible say about there being much rejoicing about every sinner that repenteth? Of course, it's good for large organizations like this to consult, but it does need to observe best practice, not worst practice. And it's very clear what best practice is in this case. If you're asking people to give their time and their energy to give you their views, then it is nothing but common courtesy then for you to go back to them and say, well, this is what other people have said. This is what we have learnt as part of the consultation. Now, governments also are quite guilty of this. They'll do a consultation and avoid telling you what they've heard until they are prepared to give their decision. And that's a confusion between the outcome of consultation, what people are going to do about it, and the output. Now, the Consultation Institute is very clear, and we teach people, that you have to publish the output. You've got to tell people what it is that has been learnt, what's been said, what answers have been given to questionnaires, in order that we can all see transparently the evidence base upon which decisions are going to be taken. Now, in this particular case, it sounds as if the Catholic Church in Germany has come clean and has published the results, and I have no doubt that to observe best practice, the Church here in England and Wales should do the same. They say they will publish at some stage. The quicker, the better. And that's best practice.